my time to sort through all these flashes in my mind.
90.1 FM Turmoil, music from Peligro, from the self-titled CD on Alternative Tentacles. That was Halations from Hell. Started off with a Snapcase from the CD Looking Glass Self. We heard Incarnation. We'll be talking to Daryl of the band Snapcase in about 5 or 6 minutes or so. Right after that, Brightside gave us Payback Time from their release Face the Truth. The Wretched Ones with Nice Guys Finish Last, title track of their last 45. From the Ox Fanzine compilation, number 20 CD, we heard 1 May 87, who gave us, let me see if I get this right, We Wa Do Di Di Bri. Not going to repeat it. And Peligro ended up the set with Halations from Hell. Snapcase, Brightside, The Wretched Ones, 1 May 87, and Peligro here on Turmoil. Is it me, or does it just seem like Biafra's getting very long-winded in all his latest releases? Should go back to writing 3-minute songs. Anyway, let me get moving on and let you know that the Wetlands Preserve Animal Rights Action Team is planning some anti-cruelty, anti-fur, and many different campus activities for 1996. If you want to share your opinions and ideas on animal rights, you can call the Wetlands Preserve at area code 212-966-5244. The number, once again, 212-966-5244. Coming up at 10 o'clock, we've got the USB Concert Billboard with DJ Spike. He'll give you an update on shows taking place in and around the USB listening area. Right after that, Christina will come in with All Ages Show, and she'll continue the great music up until midnight tonight. You're tuned to WUSB Stony Brook. The show is called Turmoil, 2 hours of punk and hardcore from the U.S. and the world. My name is Steve Kreitzer with you for another hour plus. Just want to let you know, some of the music heard on Turmoil may contain lyrics offensive to some listeners. If you are easily offended, we suggest you turn off WUSB or tune to another station for the next hour. And I can't promise that things aren't going to get any better at 10 o'clock, so just have to keep your fingers crossed. From Sweden, this band is called Discanto. They have a release on the Profane Existence label called A Shattered Society. This is Men Varfur. From Discanto, here on Turmoil. new music from Snapcase here on Turmoil. That was the title track of their new release on Victory Records called Steps. Started off the set with Discanto from Sweden, who gave us Men Verfor from their 45, A Shattered Society. The Short and Curlies after that from Germany with Dead in the Head from their album Bitter and Twisted. No Consent from Florida with Pressure from their new release Nowhere to Hide. Snapcase ending up the set with Steps, title track of their new CD. With me on the phone right now is the vocalist for the band Snapcase, Daryl. How you doing tonight?
Hello.
Hi. Okay, Daryl's speaking to us all the way from Buffalo, New York. And I suppose you're as snowed in as we are down here on the island.
I think we'll probably, have a lot more snow than you do.
Okay, I'm not going to even get into that because I'm sure you do.
Got ya.
So what's it like up in Buffalo in terms of the hardcore scene?
Hardcore scene?
Yeah.
I know hardcore, Buffalo had a big scene, probably mid to late 80s. Really big straight edge scene at that time. Youth of Today, Slapshot, Judge, you know, all those, Killing Time, Sick of It All, those bands would frequent Buffalo, and I don't know, we had a great scene, and Zero Tolerance was the first big local band, and we kind of, really looked up to them, and started our band, and along with a bunch of other bands that unfortunately haven't lasted as long as we did. So we've been playing around here since, 89 here in Buffalo, and I don't know, I think the scene right now is really strong again. There's probably about 25 hardcore bands right now in the Buffalo area.
Okay, what do you think of one of the popular Buffalo bands going around saying they started off as a hardcore band, the Goo Goo Dolls? Because I remember getting stuff from them years ago, and I never even considered them punk.
I don't know. We're friends with the Goo Goo Dolls. We've played some shows with them, and, you know, nice guys. But, you know, they're commercial pop music is what they are. I mean, you know, they write pop songs.
Right, right. Okay, you're going to be coming down to New York City this Friday night.
Yeah.
And playing at Coney Island High with who else?
We'll be playing with Mouthpiece from New Jersey, Dead Guy, and actually a band from Long Island, Union. A couple of the guys are from Long Island, and actually they're a band that formed in Buffalo, going to school here.
Okay, I guess during the long winter months, you guys just sit around and play tunes. Now, the band started off, your first release was a 45 out on Victory Records, which had two cuts, Comatose, Crown of Thorns.
Yep.
And you actually were the original bassist for the band. You weren't doing vocals back then.
Right, I was playing bass on that 7-inch.
And what happened to Chris and Joe, one of the guitarists of the band?
Well, Joe just went away for school. And Chris just wasn't as dedicated, and it wasn't as sincere to hardcore and, you know, punk rock ethics kind of thing. Also wasn't putting in the effort towards writing new material and being prepared for shows and whatnot. So, you know, we needed to make some changes because the rest of us were making some, you know, sacrifices in our lives with our jobs and with our education, you know, for the band. And, you know, if one person was going to be not contributing, making it hard for us to attain any new goals with the band, then we were wasting our time by making these sacrifices. So we made the change, and I know the rest of the guys in the band kind of nominated me as the new vocalist.
That must have been pretty scary.
Yeah, it sort of was, but I was writing a lot of the lyrics at the end for our vocalist. Anyways, I wrote the lyrics to Comatose, even though I was, the bass player.
And actually, we're going to be playing that later on. That was one of my favorite cuts from the album. Now, the band, you have a distinct sound. I don't know how to describe it, but there's always a couple of the tunes you hear this sort of, little lead going on in the background that sort of adds something to the tunes. Is that deliberate, or is that just something that's just developed? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think when we wrote Comatose, that guy Joe Smith that was on the 7-inch, he was just messing around, you know, playing harmonics, and he came up with some stuff playing right off the pickup on the guitar, and that's how we got that high-pitched lead in Comatose, and, you know, a lot of people thought it was cool, so we, you know, experimented with some more, and some people were like, yeah, that's a Snapcase trademark now, and I know we really thought it added to the music. We figured if you're going to have two guitar players in a band, why not utilize both guitar players and have them playing different things, make the songs more interesting.
Okay, now your second release was a full-length CD called Looking Glass Self.
Yep.
And that was done both in Buffalo and New York City at Don Fiore Studios.
Right.
Where did you have more fun doing that?
Well, we had more fun recording here in Buffalo as far as the studio was concerned. You know, working with Don Fiore, you know, we were really excited and stuff, but either we didn't have, I don't know, the name or the pull or enough money or whatnot to get the real Don Fiore quality on a recording. So, you know, it wasn't the best experience for us, you know. He's done some great recordings, but, you know, we didn't get one of them, unfortunately.
Yeah, we earlier in the show, in fact, we played Incarnation from that, and if the listeners were listening, and they might have heard that little weed going on in the background there on that cut. Now, the new 45, the new CD is called Steps, and we just played Steps from that. Who are you talking to in that song? Because you're going on, I want to live my life, live my own way. Is that sort of like to mom and pop or to a girlfriend?
It's to a number of different, you know, people or maybe not even a specific person. I try not to specify what a lot of the lyrics mean because I feel that it may mean a lot of different things to different people. That's why I try to keep it sort of general.
Mm-hmm.
That way more people can get something out of it. It may fit into other people's lives in different ways than it fit into mine. And, you know, I don't want to say this is what the song's about because the song's about, you know, different things to many different people. You know, so it's basically to, it's just like a self-realization. You're feeling that you've been, you know, strapped or tied down by other people. You know, not basically not being your own genuine person, not living your life for yourself, but you know, doing things to make others happy, realizing that you're kind of miserable. You know,
mm-hmm.
Break free and you know.
It's kind of like, to me, it has like an upbeat attitude toward it. You're just like asserting yourself.
A pretty aggressive attitude towards it. Like, you know, enough of this shit. You know, I'm going to do my own thing from now on.
Okay. With me on the phone is Daryl from the band Snapcase. They're located up in Buffalo, New York. They're going to be playing down in New York City at Coney Island High this Friday night, January 12th, with Dead Guy, Mouthpiece, and Union. And why don't we give a listen to another cut from their new release. Why don't you tell us about the next song I'm going to play called Cognition.
Cognition?
Yeah.
Oh boy, let's see. You put me on the spot with these circle explanations here. You know, cognition is basically about realizing you're making dumb mistakes, things that you don't want to do. You know what you're doing, but for some reason you keep doing them over and over again. And, you know, it's just about taking the time and, you know, not only just thinking about what you're doing, but putting it into action and stopping to do the wrong things that you don't want to do anymore because you know it's not going to get you anywhere. It's kind of like a frustrating type of thing, you know. Perhaps it could deal with anything with different, you know, people. Perhaps it might be like somebody with an alcohol problem or a drug problem or, you know, any number of things.
Okay, why don't we give a listen to it? This is Cognition from Snapcase here on Turmoil.
This is the way I get.
90.1 FM. Turmoil Music from Snapcase, from their new release, Steps, that was Cognition. With me on the phone, Daryl, the vocalist for the band. And we were just talking about the weather, which everybody, I guess, is talking about. And I was just asking him about if this was a one-shot deal coming down to New York, but actually you guys are playing two more shows, you said, Virginia Beach and Washington?
Right.
And
both of those shows are with Damnation and Lifetime.
Uh-huh. And, you know, you must kind of be a little crazy to be touring in the winter. Is this like a normal thing for you guys? Or is it just because you're from Buffalo, this doesn't bother you?
It doesn't bother us, but unfortunately, you know, if the weather's bad and a lot of cities aren't used to getting the amount of snow that we are, you know, it might not be a big deal to us, but, you know, it really affects other cities.
Yeah, because I know a few bands that just totally refuse to tour during the winter. They're just totally terrified of the weather and stuff.
No, and we, you know, I honestly, I can't stand winter, you know, and, you know, get cabin fever and you're just dying to go on tour just to get out of the house and get out of your city and do something, you know.
Right.
And honestly, this we've done 10 shows so far, and it's been awesome. 10 shows since Christmas.
Wow. What's amazing when you just said you did 10 shows is that when I called you earlier tonight, you guys were still practicing. That's dedication. Most bands, when they do a few shows, they just take off and don't bother practicing at all. But you guys are still in this.
Yeah, we're probably trying to get real tight set ready for this band and also work on new material.
Uh-huh. And from the new CD, Steps, which I should tell people is available on Victory Records, you've got an instrumental on there.
Right.
That's kind of unusual. Not too many punk bands actually experiment with something like that.
Well, honestly, it wasn't a deliberate instrumental. We planned to have vocals with it, but we kind of rushed the song and kind of like ran into the studio, and that was the fourth song, and we didn't practice it enough with vocals, and honestly didn't like the way it was coming out. So we're probably going to re-release it on our next full length, and it'll be released with vocals on it.
Okay, so you're actually working on the next album.
Yeah.
And that'll be on Victory 2, huh?
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Well, Daryl, thanks for taking the time to talk.
Okay.
With us this evening, and hope you guys make it down here Friday night to play at Coney Island High with Dead Guy, Mouthpiece, and Union.
Right.
And good luck. Take it easy traveling. If you could just hold on to the phone one last minute, I'll get back to you.
Okay.
We're going to end up with something, one of my favorites of the band, and this is from the first 45. It's called Comatose. And all this stuff from Snapcase I'm playing is available on Victory Records, and you can pick this up at your local record store. Or you can maybe see the band Friday night, and they might have some copies for sale, too. From Snapcase, this is Comatose, here on Turmoil.
Slaves to our trade, followed to the people and
90.1 FM Turmoil. Music from Snapcase, and that was Comatose. I'd like to thank Daryl of the band for taking the time to talk this evening. And you guys should definitely go check this band out this Friday night at Coney Island High in Manhattan. They'll be playing with Dead Guy, Mouthpiece, and Union. Take the train, maybe bring a couple of sleeping bags in case this other storm they're predicting comes in. It's kind of weird, they're calling it the Blizzard of 96 and stuff, and just how everybody's I've talked to has just been going stir crazy. So hopefully you're not one of those people. You're staying cool and keeping everything calm and collected. And listening to this show, Turmoil, 2 hours of punk and hardcore, heard every Wednesday night. We won't be on Wednesday night next week. Actually, we'll probably be on about 9:30. Stony Brook Seawolves basketball will be on. They'll be playing Albany here at the sports complex, so you might want to come down and check out that game. If not, tune to 90.1 FM for that. Turmoil will be on immediately after the game. So it's